The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Christian Enlightenment and Beyond. This is Dr. Craig, eager to share with you what I believe is the cutting edge of spirituality in our day. In spite of all the calamities in our world, I am filled with hope and joy that we, you and I, and all humanity are on the verge of a new spiritual awakening. This shift in spirituality is perhaps best expressed by declaring, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And that's what I want to explore with you in these podcasts of Christian Enlightenment and Beyond. This show's topic is the ever new nowness of God. In our time, one of the spiritual insights that has become so prominent for us, and rightfully so, is called mindfulness. The ability to really be present in each moment and open our mind, our consciousness to that, to fully experience what is in the here and now, and not just constantly be thinking about what has happened in the past or looking forward to what may be in the future, but a recognition that really the present moment is all that we have, and to be mindful of that in some deep and abiding and sensitive way. And I want to take that insight and push it further yet into what I think is an even more dynamic understanding. And I call that the ever new nowness of God. This spiritual understanding really goes back as far as the pre-Socratic philosopher of ancient Greece named Heraclitus. To give you a time peg for Heraclitus and his teachings, I would say 500 BC. Heraclitus' insight now looks to us very commonplace, but in his time, and I still suggest yet to our day, is really remarkable. Namely this. He said, in effect, you cannot step into the same river twice. You cannot step into the same river twice. And his point in that observation was that even if it is the same river, and we go there at a certain time, and we step into it, and then we step out and go on about life, and then at some point come back to that river and step in again, it's not the same river. The river has flowed on. The composition of the river at that point where we stepped in is some different. More to the point, we are different. By virtue of whatever life experiences and thoughts that we have had since the last time we stepped in that river, we're not the same person. I, or ego, in that sense of self-awareness that steps into that river the next time. Everything Heraclitus taught is like that. It is constantly changing. And any living thing is constantly in a cycle of birth, growth, and decay. That is dying, in human terms. That we are always in a state of becoming. We are never a stagnant self. Not if we're living, Heraclitus would say, as we should. Not if we're living with some real sense of having a self that is growing and becoming. And that's terribly exciting when you think about it. That every moment of our lives is a new moment. We're doing something new. Think of something as mundane as brushing your teeth. We brush our teeth one day. We experience life. We come back and brush our teeth again. But it's not the same person. The same us that is brushing our teeth at that time, nor any of the following times. We're constantly becoming. And that means that every time we do a particular thing, it's new to us, really, because we're doing it now with who we are now. And so it is while we brush our teeth that we may think of some insight or some important task to do that day, whatever. But it's new and it's now, and all of life is like that. No matter what we do, no matter how same old, it may seem to get, if we can see it right, if we can see it as God's ever ongoing process of creation, then every moment is a new now. And we experience constantly the ever new nowness of God, if we would be open to it. And that's why I'm sharing this with you, because I have, and I believe you know what I'm talking about, experience that excitement of each day and meeting its challenges and then looking forward to another and meeting those challenges and seeing it as an ongoing process of growth and creativity, that we never have to be stuck in a sense of same old, if we can just try and see what is the ever new now that we are experiencing in this moment. And what does it mean for us to live that well? Life in the ever-ongoingness of the infinite spirit of all the universe. Is that exciting? Is that amazing? And to know that we have been created to be an integral part of that each and every day, in each and every moment, in each here and now that is ever new, we have been created for that moment and the next and all of them, even unto eternal life, where I believe the ever new nowness will be even more than we can ever begin to comprehend fully on this earth. But we know it's coming, and we know that the ever new nowness of God will never fail, for it is indeed of eternal creation. Amen. With that, I sign off, and I thank you for tuning in to Christian Enlightenment and Beyond. If you want to contact me, I'd be glad to receive your concerns or even your criticism. Yes, I welcome it all. You have opportunity to do that right there on the podcast page. So please take advantage of that. I'd love to hear from you. I leave you then with a heartfelt blessing. Know that you are infinitely precious to God and that God loves you. Know that you have a unique purpose in God. And may all that you do be done in loving service. Know that you are living eternal life in God even now, in this moment, and forever. Amen.